T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you very much, Falero. We are keeping an eye on the World Cup, as he just mentioned. 1-1, 95th minute. You said Croatia's playing for a tie in your mind. They're playing for penalty kicks.
It looks like it. They're going down with injuries, fake injuries. So I wouldn't do it, but.
Well, you're a man. You're not like the Croatians.
Maybe.
Carmelo Anthony, the possibility of Carmelo to the Miami Heat. It was all over sports talk this morning. I told you at the beginning of the show I was watching First Things First with Nick Wright and Chris Carter, which is really another segment on its own, just talking about that show. But they were talking about it, and they were saying essentially that, you know, if Melo were to go to Houston, well, he wants rings. He's trying to fit in. If he goes to Miami, he just wants to play Melo ball. I'll have an opportunity. Do you have that sound? This is Nick Wright this morning on FS1.
Listen, if Carmelo Anthony picks the Miami Heat, then everything Chris has been saying about Melo is totally true. If Melo picks the Miami Heat, he will be deciding, it is more important for me to play on my terms than to evolve at this late stage of my career and give myself the best chance to do the only thing I haven't done in basketball. Not in the NBA, the only thing in basketball. This guy won championship at Oak Hill. He won a championship one and done at Syracuse. Olympic gold medalist. First ballot Hall of Famer. He's been a scoring champion. He's been all NBA. 10-time all. The only thing he hasn't done is play in an NBA Finals and potentially win an NBA Finals. If he chooses the Miami Heat, he's saying, playing the way I want to play is what's most important to me. If he chooses the Rockets, or you could argue the Lakers, even though I think they are probably the least likely of those three teams, then it would say to me, Carmelo is reprioritizing, and Carmelo is open to making major adjustments that he didn't want to make not only last year, but the last time he played for Mike D'Antoni in New York when that went terribly sour. So I think this will – now maybe it'll turn out he tries to have his cake and eat it too. I'm going to pick the good team and try to not change anything. That would surprise me. So I think whichever team he chooses will give us a window in to what his priorities are.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for Carmelo to do what Nick Wright said there with the Heat. So he says to himself, I know who I am. I know who I was in Denver. I know who I was in New York. I know who I tried to be in Oklahoma City. But I know who I am. And once I get out on that court, I want to be Carmelo Anthony. So I'm going to go to Miami. I'm going to go back to the East. It's an easier path. Carmelo is thinking, I'm the best player on the Miami Heat, period, end of story.
Yeah.
Right? He's better than D-Wade. He's better than Goran Dragic.
And that'll be a selling point to him. You're going to come down here and however many shots you want, you get those 20 shots were getting when you were the star.
So he says to himself, because it wouldn't be a throwaway season for Carmelo Anthony. They just score? No. That didn't cross the plane, Falero?
I have to get another look at it, but
England just had a corner kick and then a header, and it looked like it was going in, and Croatia got the save.
It wouldn't be a Carmelo Anthony throwaway season where he is with his career. But normally going to a Heat team would be considered a throwaway season.
Well, sure. I mean, if Paul George left OKC and went to this Heat team, then yes, he's throwing away. But if Carmelo went to the Miami Heat, he says to himself, they're a six seed without me. And the East just got easier. The East is easier. They're a six seed without me. I've got fresh legs because I didn't even play much last season. What was his minutes last season? It was his
32.
Career low.
Yeah.
So he says, you know what? I'm going to go to the Miami Heat. They were a six seed. I can maybe turn him into a four seed. You know he thinks that. And by the way, he might. He might. You can't tell me that if Carmelo Anthony is your starting power forward alongside Josh Richardson, right? James Johnson would then go to the bench, and you'd have the forward tandem of Josh Richardson and Carmelo Anthony. You can't tell me that the Heat are a worse team. I think they're a better team, and they've got a major offensive threat that they haven't had in a while.
And to even look back, two more minutes a game, he'll get you 20 points. So when he gets to 34-35, everything jumps to 21, 24 points a game. Like, he'll be your 20-point night-in and night-out scorer if his body can hold up and if he's capable of doing that still. I don't – my thing with Melo, as we talk through it, where the Heat is, where their lack of star power, it's a good addition.
It makes sense.
I just don't 100% know if you can throw the weight of a team back on Carmelo at 34.
But I don't know if you throw the weight of the team. He'd have to carry a lot of the offensive load, which, by the way, he likes. He covets that role. And you'll have some games where Tyler Johnson has a game. D-Wade has a game, right? Josh Richardson has a game. Goran Dragic has a game. There will be Hassan Whiteside games. And Carmelo can be that offensive threat. We had a number of times this season, right, where we were like, where are the buckets going to come from tonight? Like, you really need Tyler Johnson to show out.
And as soon as Wade came back.
And Deion Waiters, I'm not mentioning because he didn't play last season, but Deion Waiters is a wild card as well.
And as soon as Wade came back, we knew that was our guy.
Right.
And Spo immediately made him that guy.
At the end of the game.
So he would throw Melo into that fire. And if Melo responds to that pressure that's put on him for being at number one, getting you 35 minutes a game and getting you 20-plus points a game, we got action.
And who would you rather depend on, Carmelo Anthony or Tyler Johnson?
Right. And like, now someone texts,
good Carmelo.
Someone texts this in. How the hell are you guys saying Anthony is better than Wade? Wade is still hitting buzzer beaters and scoring 25 in playoff games. What the hell has Melo done in the last 3 years that equates to what Wade did in a month last year? You guys are wrong about that straight up. There is no bigger Dwayne Wade fan on radio in South Florida than me.
Nope.
I have championed his return since day one that he was gone, and I loved every minute of his action when he was back last season. But I do think Carmelo Anthony is a better offensive threat on a regular basis. He played 78 games last season.
78.
He missed four games the entire season. Dwayne Wade's not going to give you 78 games. Dwayne Wade's not going to give you 30-plus minutes a game. And remember, Texter, Melo was doing it as the third option in OKC. He averaged 16 points a game last season in the West. They were the fourth seed in the West. He played 78 games. He was the third option, put up 16 points a game. I think Carmelo Anthony right now is a better offensive threat than Dwayne Wade.
Well, his, I don't even want to say lack of defense, lack of effort to play defense. Will that get to Spo and Riley after the 30th game, 40th game, 50th game, when he is 14 feet away from his guy and
I mean,
doesn't care?
Didn't they put up with it with Dwayne Wade for many years, though?
And Whiteside. Like, they put up with Whiteside for 82 games.
Well, Whiteside's different. Whiteside, they really haven't put up with him. He played 9 minutes
in
that
the playoff
series.
They
no, but they were
him.
Tired with him during the season. They gave Dwayne Wade a lot of leeway, not just this go-round, but when he was a star, to play his game. And I think they would do the same thing for Melo. Now, I think they would bring him here under the auspices of, we're going to make you a better, complete player. You are now going to play in the Pat Riley system. You're going to be in better shape than you've ever been in. You're going to be part of Heat culture, which you've never experienced before. I mean, there was no culture in Denver. New York was a hot mess when he was there. And he never fit in last season because he wasn't given a Carmelo Anthony type of role. It could be. I've talked myself in 2 hours and 10 minutes of today's show. I've talked myself into this making more and more sense than I thought about, you know, 2-3 weeks ago.
And it's the thing that Melo was out of sorts, like you're saying, last couple years, and he could get back with Spo and Pat, get back to where he was as a dominant offensive player. But he's 34. If this was 2013-14, I'm all in, Hawk. I'm good to go. We still give me 38 minutes a game. You still give me 21 shots, 22 shots a game, and 28 points. I'm all in. As I'm seeing these numbers drop, I don't know if that's a gradual regression of his athletic ability and basketball skill, or the opportunities he's had over the last couple of
years.
Well,
also, though, and I can speak from experience. Now, I've been married, happily married, for over 20 years, so this isn't true, but I'm pretending this were true. I can't go into a bar anymore at 48 with man boobs and a balding head and expect to pull whatever I was pulling 8 years ago. The Miami Heat are balding with man boobs. You see what I'm saying, though? Like, you can't have your barometer be here anymore when you're there.
But the meme of Riley on a damn ship with a spear stabbing whales, and now we're going to goldfish ponds?
Hey, man. Life comes at you fast.
You can't go to the goldfish pond that fast.
Life comes at you fast.
I got a question. When you're listening to Nick Wright and what's it called? First Things First?
First Things First.
It made me think. Carmelo chooses to play Carmelo's game. He goes to a team that he knows isn't going to win, and we know Carmelo's question for winning. If Carmelo retires without a ring, we're going to talk about him like Charles Barkley forever. Oh, yeah, he could play, but he couldn't win it. He couldn't win a ring. But Boogie Cousins just did it. Remember when David West gave $11 million to go to Golden State because he just wanted a ring? Shaq got questioned for that late. KD's been questioned when he went to Golden State. If Melo chooses not to go to a power team but to go to the best fit for his ability, you disrespect ring chasers. So do you gain respect for Melo to go to a team that can't win a ring at this point in his life?
A little bit. A little bit. Now, Chris Carter said on First Things First this morning, he goes, you know what? My NFL career, I'll put my numbers up against anybody. But I'm always going to be on the list of guys who didn't win a ring even with those numbers. And he said, you know what? I'm okay with that. Because I was out there busting my ass, playing as well as I could play. Vikings couldn't put anything around me. They couldn't put anything around me. But I was out there doing my thing. He said, I have no shame in being on that list. And he said, Melo may feel the same way. I went out there, look at my numbers. I'm going to the Hall of Fame. I have balled out and couldn't win a championship, couldn't win a championship. But I played that Carmelo Anthony game.
But now, knowing that you're getting older, now knowing you ain't got about 3-4 years left, I know you look at them funny, they call them ring chasers, but I don't have a list of non, there's no list of non-ring chasers. We always talk about the guys that win and got rings, but we never talk about the guys that just stay with their team their entire career. Because the question is, just like Chris Carter said, and just like they mess with Chuck with now on TNT, ring or no ring, that's all I want to know about. Jordan has six, LeBron has four. That's all you want to talk
Marino
about.
Dan Marino has none.
Dan Marino has none. So in this situation, if you question the KD, if you question the Shaqs, if you question the Boogie Cousins, question the David West, why don't you put some respect on the Carmellos?
Well, we're going to find out a little bit about Melo. Brady Trantham covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for The Franchise, which is a sports radio station in Oklahoma. The Franchise. A hacky sports radio name. The Franchise.
I like
the ticket.
It.
Fan. The Fan. That's the most famous sports radio moniker of all time, right? The Fan?
Yes.
There's the Fan in Cleveland, New York.
Isn't that the biggest sports station?
Yeah, the Fan in New York is the biggest. So Brady Trantham, he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. So we'll get a little insight into Carmelo Anthony here from him in a moment.
Guys, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, the championship here at the World Cup. If you're having a party, you're going to watch it, man. You got to go to Delaware to get your food. It is delicious. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market has been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951, owned and operated by the same wonderful family. They know what they're doing. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going ever since I got down here. Honestly, I missed about a year and a half, 2 years when I got down here. I didn't know, and I'm mad about that. It's 13 years ago. I'm still mad about that time. I wasn't eating delicious food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market because they really have it all. As soon as I go in, I get the fish dip. I got to get some crab dip and all the wonderful free-range eggs right there. They have the big cases and the prices are amazing. I come around that corner. They got bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, and I fell in love with the conch salad years ago. You got your lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, two different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked, and then you have everything else, all the crazy stuff, the venison, the frog legs, the alligator meat, the escargot. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu, and they will save you time. Delicious food, a great selection, and save you time by letting you call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order is packaged and ready. When you get there, saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and they have cooked food already. All the raw food is delicious. All the conch, all the fish, all the steaks, delicious. You got to try the 8-piece broasted chicken dinner. It is oven-fried chicken. It is delicious. It includes two sides for only $16.99, coleslaw, macaroni, potato salad, baked beans, $16.99 for a delicious 8-piece. You can't miss it. It gives your whole family dinner, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Well, now Brady Trantham thinks we're lame. This is so lame. What are you doing, Falero?
Welcome to Miami.
I mean, this is so lame. You bring on someone who's never been on the show before, and he's from Oklahoma City, and now he's probably thinks like, oh, I guess they just play Welcome to Miami every segment. Like, this is so pathetically lame. Can we bump him to another segment? Because I don't even want to bring him on with that intro song.
What do you want to do, play a generic song?
Yeah. Do our show.
We're Miami.
We never play that song.
We're Miami.
We never play that song. What are you doing?
I'm excited, okay, for Mello.
For what?
For Mello. Yeah. Possibility.
Let's tell Brady that our producer's lame,
is
not us.
Lame.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Brady Trantham, he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise. We were talking earlier, the sports radio monikers. Got the franchise, you got the fan.
Score.
The score, the zone, and the ticket. Those are about the five,
yeah.
Right? And I think, and then there's us. We love our
school.
Numbers and letters, man.
That's all you need.
He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise in Oklahoma. Hello, Brady.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Sorry about the music. I apologize. I mean, it'd be like us coming on there and playing Oklahoma show tunes.
there's nothing wrong with Will Smith. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, it's just hacky. I'm not down with that. What was the OKC experience with Carmelo Anthony like? Because all that Crowder and I essentially saw was the playoff series, and he looked 1,000 years old and out of place and didn't look like they wanted him on the court. But OKC couldn't have been as good as they were during the regular season if he was terrible.
Yeah, and I think the thing that a lot of people are going to gloss over, and I understand why, but I think the main thing that people are going to gloss over is the fact if Melo doesn't come, if Sam Presti doesn't pull the trigger and trade for a player of Carmelo Anthony's stature, to say what you want, like, I mean, I saw the same thing you guys saw. He's old, he's not the player he was, but he still holds a lot of water in the league. But getting a guy like that into your organization said a lot for Paul George. He certainly had talked about that a lot, and that's probably played a big role in him wanting to stay. And then also, I don't think it's a coincidence that less than a week later, after the Melo trade went down, Russell Westbrook signed his max extension with Oklahoma City. So, like, yes, the on-the-court results were not what the Thunder wanted. He was good as a third option throughout most of the regular season. In the playoffs, it was a different story. But I think the bigger picture here is you got Russell Westbrook to stay, and it probably played a huge role in having Paul George stay as well.
Brady, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, players want to play with players. This whole super team thing, you want some guys you know and respect on your team. But from you watching, like I said, me and Hawk just saw that playoff series and it was not pretty. But what you've seen he played in 78 games, 78 starts last year. Could he be a number one option? Because if he comes to Miami, Brady, he's going to be our best player by chance.
We think.
That's the question. And we were actually having a conversation right before Thunder practice today about that very topic, is what does Melo learn from his experience in Oklahoma City? Does he understand that, yes, you're not the same player you used to be? Was this a humbling experience? And is he able to accept a lesser role somewhere else? And especially if he's with, you know, his buddies, either Dwayne Wade or if he goes to Houston, Chris Paul, like, is he more willing to take on that role? But if he decides that he wants to be the number one option, I mean, yeah, he's a volume scorer. The guy can the guy can put buckets on the board, but just from a team-building perspective, I don't know if that's what's best for Miami. I don't know if that's what Pat Riley would want, but, hey, he'll fill up seats. He'll sell tickets. He's exciting. He's wonderful to deal with. If he does end up going to Miami, you guys will love covering him. The guy is an amazing interview.
Brady Trantham is with us. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise in Oklahoma. Where would he fit best? Like, if he goes to Houston, isn't that kind of replicating what he did in OKC?
Yeah, and I don't really know what Houston's doing because, you know, their whole mantra is that they were a hamstring away from getting to the NBA Finals. And whether you believe that or not, I mean, is another question. But, I mean, it's a fair question to ask. But having said all that, if that's what you believe, why are you trying to destroy your team? You let Trevor Ariza walk, you let Mbamute walk, and your goal is to replace that with more scoring with Carmelo Anthony. I understand the allure of being an organization and thinking we can tap into what Melo, we can tap in and be the organization that brings out the best in him. That's what the Thunder thought. It didn't work out. Houston and Miami probably have that same mentality that they can pull what's left out of Carmelo Anthony's tank and get the best out of it. I don't know if that's the best for Houston. I can understand why it could work for Miami, but Houston, I'm still kind of scratching my head what they're doing this offseason.
Did Oklahoma City fans like Melo during the season? Obviously, the playoffs, everybody probably ended the season with a sour taste in their mouth, but during the season, was he well-liked?
He was well-liked. I mean, the season was very disappointing throughout the entire year, and it got to a point where the team was just – it was a bad team to watch at times. And fans certainly had their scapegoats, and Carmelo Anthony certainly was one of those scapegoats. But having said that, I actually posed the question on Twitter about a week ago when all the news hit from Woj that the Thunder and Melo were trying to mutually part ways. And I just asked the question, like, whatever team he comes back on, like, how do you think Thunder fans will receive him? Will they boo him? Will they cheer him? The vast majority of them said that they would cheer. I think a lot of fans appreciated having a guy like Carmelo Anthony on the Thunder. And just as a native Oklahoman, I mean, I'm not a Thunder fan, but as a native Oklahoman, if you'd have told me when I was 13 watching, you know, Carmelo Anthony play at Syracuse and playing in the NBA that, hey, someday he's going to be playing basketball in Oklahoma City, I would have just laughed my butt off. So just as a native Oklahoman, it's pretty cool that Carmelo Anthony had a stint in Oklahoma City.
Is he a good teammate? Like, is he a guy that's going to uplift guys even if he's not playing?
That is the main concern other than his play on the court. He's not a team cancer by any means. He gets that label a lot. But I think his mellow attitude, I think that can kind of rub off in a negative way with teammates. And I think Russell Westbrook probably struggled with that because, I mean, you guys can just tell from afar, Russell Westbrook is 100% every single point during the day, and let alone on the basketball court, that guy goes 100% the whole time. And when you have somebody that's so influential like Carmelo Anthony just kind of say, oh, you know, it's not that big of a deal, or it's just a game, that could kind of mesh wrong with players. So, it just really comes down to team chemistry and fit. It didn't fit with him and Russ. That's not to say that Russ didn't appreciate playing with him. He certainly liked the idea of having him on the team, and they're still friends. But I can see how that can kind of mesh wrong with teams and kind of ruin some chemistry here and there. And it certainly reared its ugly head a few times during the playoffs.
If you were Pat Riley and you had to make the decision, obviously I think it's going to be Carmelo's decision, but if you were Pat Riley and had to make the decision, do we legitimately want to add Carmelo Anthony to this Heat team? Would you?
Oh, man. That's the million-dollar question. I don't want to ever try to pretend that I'm Pat Riley. I wish I was. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, I can see the allure of being the organization to yield as much positives out of Carmelo Anthony. So from that perspective, yes, if I'm Pat Riley, I'd pull the trigger. Miami is an organization that I highly respect just because from the standpoint that they constantly try to be competitive. They don't ever try to throw it all in and tank and give up and throw their hands up in the air because, oh, the Warriors are out there, so there's no point that we're not going to win a title. Pat Riley constantly tries to develop talent, constantly tries to go find talent, free agency through trades. And I could certainly see him pulling the trigger and making this happen. And maybe it'll work out. Maybe Miami is a better fit for Carmelo Anthony than Oklahoma City.
And Brady, what are the Thunder going to do this year? Because you got the Warriors, you got Houston, they're reloading. Now LeBron's in L.A. Do they really think they can compete in the West?
Yeah, I think you know, Paul George said all season, and we kind of, as media, we all glossed over it. He constantly referred to his first last year as year one. And we all, you know, I was under the assumption he was going to go to the Lakers just like everybody else. And I just thought that that was just him saying things. But if you look at it through the lens of that was year one of a 2-3-4 year process, then you can kind of look at last year without the kind of disappointing goggles that I looked at it through with last year. I think another year of chemistry, I think another year of continuity with the roster, especially with Billy Donovan, who's never had the same roster since he's been the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think another year is going to certainly help them out. And I don't know. I don't really want to say like a win total, but they went through some bad stretches, and yet they were still the 4 seed in the West. And yeah, it was not, they weren't the 2nd seed or the 3rd seed like a lot of people predicted, but that's still pretty damn good. And I think another year will certainly, I guess, bolster their chances to improve.
Does that Lakers team with LeBron, as currently constructed, though, if nothing else is added other than, you know, LeBron and who's Rajon Rondo and who else went there? I forget. Lance Stevenson.
They got Lonzo. They got Kuzma. They got some puppies.
JaVale McGee. Is JaVale McGee still there? He went there. Yeah. He looked good in the playoffs. He looked like an all-star, man. He was the opposite of Carmelo.
He got a rat tail.
I like him. That Lakers team with LeBron is currently constructed. Are they better or worse than OKC?
I think right now on paper they're worse. Now, if their young talent is able to improve and develop, then they might have a chance to really make a lot of noise in the West. But you just got to assume, just from what we've seen, like LeBron James' career, he doesn't like playing with young guys. He's not there to help develop young talent. So I kind of think that maybe that's going to hamper their development unless that they just decide to like trade Kuzma or trade Ingram or trade Lonzo Ball to get better talent. But because of that, I don't know. I mean, the West is just a gauntlet. I mean, Portland had to win like 20 games in a row, and they only got the 3 seed last year. Utah went on a stretch where they went 33-6 from like after Christmas, and they were the 5th seed. So it really just depends on what your expectation is. If your expectation is LeBron James is there, so they're going to win 55 games, then yeah, you're probably going to be disappointed. But if your expectation is, you know, LeBron James is the Lakers, they're much more competitive, then, you know, anywhere from the 6 to the 4, I think, is pretty realistic.
Brady Trantham, he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the franchise in Oklahoma. Thank you for making time for us. We appreciate the mellow talk.
Hey, guys, I really appreciate it. And just the little kid in me is kind of excited that I'm on radio in Miami because I grew up a Miami Heat fan. So this is
That's very cool. I'm sorry that we ruined it with the Will Smith at the beginning. I haven't recovered from that. I feel like we were Carmelo in the playoffs just starting this entire interview.
It got me in the mood. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brady. Brady Trantham there, the franchise in Oklahoma, Valero. I mean, honestly. Like, maybe if Melo's coming on and you want to play it for him because it's Welcome to Miami.
He liked it.
I don't care what Brady Trantham liked.
Okay.
This Sunday, City Place Doral will have the greatest world soccer tournament closing party. You can watch the game on a giant screen and take in the best atmosphere in Miami. Games, entertainment, prizes, and the grand final prize, a trip for two to Spain to watch a Real Madrid or Barcelona game this year. That's unbelievable.
That's exciting.
Come to the closing World Soccer Party Tournament celebration this Sunday, starting at 9:30. City Place Doral. That's 36th Street and 82nd Avenue in Doral. Radio.com. Radio.com. It'll be Croatia and France in the World Cup.
I come from France.
are we rooting for France because of the Coneheads? Or are we rooting for Croatia because of Tony Kukoc?
I like the Coneheads more than Tony.
As a Bulls fan, Tony Kukoc, that's a tough call for me.
Yeah, but can Tony Kukoc sing?
Sometimes I feel I want to run away. I want to get away.
I'd go with France.
Coneheads?
Yeah.
Coneheads. Join the 411 Payne WQAM street team this Sunday at McSorley's in Fort Lauderdale for all the big soccer action. Enjoy $5 Modelo specials during the game. You can get all the details at WQAM.com. Croatia and France.
You know what? Let me stop lying. Falero, who's favored to win? Who's a better team?
France.
I'm going for France then. Let me not lie.
You're jumping on the bandwagon?
Just, why not?
You don't like the underdogs?
No, man. I like to be a winner.
What was the chances of Croatia and France advancing to the finals before the tournament started? I'm sure I'll get that from Bovada soon, but that would be interesting to find out. Like what? Because
they start with how many teams?
Next year it's 64 or something like that. I know it increases next year, but
so those odds got to be stupid. Well, it probably will it be somewhat like NBA odds?
Who was the big favorite heading in?
Yeah, Germany.
Just the defending champion.
France was a big favorite. Brazil, all the big names. France. Yeah.
Japan too.
No.
Japan wasn't good.
No.
Maybe females.
Panama.
No.
You can go to hell, man. Japan did something in soccer recently.
No, I mean, they were in the World Cup.
They did. Oh, like, okay. They had a shocking win, didn't they?
Well, no, they were up 2-0 over Belgium.
Is that what it
and
was?
And then they gave up 3 goals in the second half.
Okay.
I am from France. I would like to hear the Coneheads singing Tainted Love again. This is our World Cup coverage.
Song.
The Coneheads.
He was about to narf with the flock flower. What was it?
Yeah. Actually, as long as we're playing that god awful song, I'll play Falero and Solanas one more time. This is unbelievable because we were talking about Carmelo there in the last segment. And, you know, is there this possibility that Melo comes to the Heat? And there are, I think, great cases to be made for Carmelo actually being a very good addition to the Miami Heat. But Alex Solana, who produces Big O's show, and our own Eric Falero, they went into the studio this morning, and they crafted a love song, if you will, Lionel Richie, Hello, and this is kind of an ode for Melo.
And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild. We need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You gotta stay together if you got the guts.
Blue Fool on the beat.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind. And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times. Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Melo, is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade, make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted, and our arms are open wide. 'Cause you know how to shoot the three, and you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad in South Beach.
It's magical. That is the theme for the World Cup this year. I don't know if a lot of people knew that, but they were playing that all over Russia. I like, you already know how to not play D. It's
like, I didn't write that lyric.
I love it. It's so good. You guys really are a greater duo than Hall & Oates and Simon & Garfunkel.
Thanks,
Solana,
man.
And Falero.
Lil Soul and Easy.
Yeah, I don't know why both of you feel like you need to have a producing moniker.
Gotta have it there.
But it's because, no.
Lil Soul.
Lil Soul. It's nice.
Like soulful, like.
Well, his last name Solana, so S-O-L. Soul, like the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what Ira Winderman writes at AskIra@sunsentinel.com. That like 5 billion people emailed him about Carmelo. And so he printed some of the questions, you know, Carmelo this, Carmelo that, everybody's got their opinion. He wrote, look, there are positives and negatives, and for the moment, mostly conjecture. Rather than dwell on the negatives, it could leave the Heat with a bridge to their future, possibly reduce luxury tax liabilities, and give the Heat a player willing to accept a one-year deal, something that likely would be difficult for Wayne Ellington to accept. Such a short-term deal would make it easier for the Heat to get back to cap space race by 2020, if not sooner. It mostly comes down to this. Should the Heat be okay with Anthony getting minutes that otherwise might go to James Johnson, Bam Adebayo, or Justice Winslow? That is the crux here, and that is the common sense from a basketball standpoint, and that is if common sense from a basketball standpoint doesn't prevail and Carmelo doesn't sign with the Rockets. And I get that, you know, the prevailing notion, he'll sign with Houston because he's got a chance for a ring there. But I do think that he would have, I think that he could make a good case for himself. You know, hey, I know how I like to play. I know I'll be the guy in Miami. Me personally, I don't mind giving some minutes to Carmelo and cutting into the minutes of James Johnson, Bam Adebayo, and Justice Winslow. Like, okay, fine.
It's offense. And there was a lot of games that we sat around and watched. It's like, who is going to score this game?
He's offense.
JJ gets 13. KO gets 13. Jay Rich gets 12. Like, you can't. That's not the new NBA. That spread the ball around. Everybody kind of contribute. It's team ball, but that's not where the NBA is. You convinced me in this last 3 hours. I was like, get old people. We have an old guy already. We're going to bring in another old guy.
But this makes a little sense.
There is no pull to the team. Does this put them over the edge? And it's something we talked about earlier, too. If they're a 41-win team, how many wins with Melo? Probably 41.
Right, but I think Melo would think to himself, when he's weighing Houston or Miami, I think Melo would think, hey, they're a 6 seed in the East without me. And now you're going to add me and Dion Waiters, a couple of scorers to the mix, and LeBron's not in the East anymore? Yeah, I'll take my chances over there. Like, maybe we sneak into the 4 seed, and then who knows what can happen.
But if he's thinking that way, why don't you just go to Houston, where you know they're going to be the number 2 seed in the West and had a chance of beating Golden State in Game 7 if Chris Paul was healthy?
I mean, I don't know. Do you know Houston's going to be the number 2 seed in the West? I don't.
I'm confident.
I mean, they lost Trevor Ariza.
They lost Trevor Ariza and Luke Ubahamute, two best, like, perimeter defenders. So,
And you don't know, like, you don't know what the Lakers are going to be. You really don't.
I don't think they're top 4 seed.
Well, if they get Kawhi, though.
Oh, if they get Kawhi, yeah. That's not set in stone.
No, I'm not even certain that's going to happen.
I guess I thought about it when if Carmelo's really sitting down thinking about a playoff path or the easiest way to the playoffs, where, to your point, hey, the Heat are going to the playoffs in the East because it's almost a lack of options. Mm-hmm. There's not 6 good teams out there. But to that same thought where, hey, if I'm thinking about playoffs, if I'm thinking about team success, let me go to one of these teams that already have a successful built super team.
But he did that in Oklahoma City. Like, he just did it.
And that's where you convinced me. He just tried to do it. Why would he go do it again when it failed?
Right. I mean, it's the same concept. Going to Houston would be the same exact concept for him.
And it took a hit on his ego. Because, hey, Melo, you're not the first option. Westbrook is. Okay, so I'm second? No. Paul George is.
Right.
So I'm third?
Yeah, good luck in Houston, getting shots from James Harden and CP3.
So, I guess, and like Nick Wright said, we'll learn a lot about Carmelo with his decision.
So what happens with Croatia and France? Is there a favorite in that game?
France is the favorite. I have to look at the actual line. But France heading into the tournament as of June 13th were the odds. France was a plus 700. And Croatia was plus 3,500.
Wow. All right, I'll be watching on Sunday.
You know, I like a championship.
I know you do. You really do. I know you do.
Would you watch Saturday, the third place game?
No.
There's a third place game?
There is, yeah.
They're not the champions.
I'll bet on it.
Let's do it.
Eric Horn.
On the third place game?
Is going to join us.
Don't do that to me, man.
We bet on the hot dog contest.
Never mind.
Eric Horn is scheduled to join us next. He is the Oklahoma City Thunder beat writer for the Oklahoman. He's like Ira in Oklahoma.
That's big time.
That's big
He's
time.
He's Ira now?
He is Ira.
Oh, we got action.
So Eric Horn, he's scheduled to join us next. We'll talk a little mellow with him.
Folks are buying diamonds on the internet. You're looking at a precious stone on a computer screen. That is crazy. If you're going to get a diamond, let the diamond experts at Beverly's help you out. They carry one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in the country, and they also carry the cutting-edge technology of lab-grown diamonds, which are identical to mine diamonds in every way, except they're 30 to 50% less expensive. Man, get down to the Fort Lauderdale Pembroke Pines location and check out the lab-grown diamonds. Put them next to a mine diamond. You can't tell the difference. And whatever your choice is, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee, which is you will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. Go do your research. I am a Beverly's customer forever, and I'm going to continue to be because it's true. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere, and you got to check out the engagement rings. Guys, go on ahead and marry her. She's going to leave you. You're a good dude, so you need to lock her up, man. They have all the engagement rings you need, and I love the custom design studio where you can literally draw a piece of jewelry, bring in a picture of a ring, bring in multiple pictures, and mix it up. They will create your own, your dream ring, and any piece of jewelry right there in the custom design studio. Get to their Fort Lauderdale or Pembroke Pines location, or you can go online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.